Welcome to Dare to Innovate. Today, we're going to be talking about the benefits of integrating service taxonomy into your market data management solution. Very excited to have three special guests. Alistair Brooker from the Claro side, who's joining us as our Vice President and General Manager of our business unit that runs our market data management solutions. And with us as well, we have our Expand partner, Claro, and Expand recently joined in partnership to offer something very differentiated in the market. So excited to chat more about that today. So I'll allow the Expand team to introduce themselves to our audience, and very much excited, and thank you guys for joining. So Jens?
Yeah, hi, I'm Jens Minta. I look after our external fees product area here at Expand. So on the product side of things, so that means looking after our benchmarks, also looking after our taxonomy APIs, which we'll talk about today.
Awesome, thank you, Jens. Eddie?
Hi, thanks for letting us join this call. Very nice to be here, nice to meet you guys. So Eddie Malloy, I'm our director at Expand. I've got a very similar role to Jens, except I lead the commercial efforts for our external fees practice. So yeah, sit alongside Jens and been working for the company for about 8 years now.
Very good. Thank you guys both for joining. So we're talking about this because it's a trending topic in the market data space, and obviously, you know, the keys to improving data quality and regulatory compliance and inventory and all of those things that go along with that is key within a market data solution. So really want to kind of step back a little bit and let the Expand team talk a little bit about what they do. And then Alistair will flip over you and talk a little bit more about what we do, and then we can kind of dive into the topic. So, Eddie and Jens, if you guys want to kick off and kind of explain, you know, Expand and the solutions you provide to the market.
Sure, I can go first. So a bit of an introduction to Expand. So Expand, a relatively small organization owned by a large one. So we've been going for about 20 years. I think 2001 was when we started out. And over a period of time, built ourselves out to really number one market leader for benchmarking. And effectively, what we do is we compare data sets of comparable firms across financial services. So we have about 60 different benchmark products in our suite of, or our portfolio, I should say, covering stuff such as technology, operations, kind of you name it. If there's a financial services benchmark that could be done, we probably cover it or are thinking about covering it. And that led to us being purchased by Boston Consulting Group in 2011. One of the benchmarks we have is our market data benchmark, which Jens and myself lead. That's been going for around about 15 years. And that is really very popular with, you know, tier one organizations as well as regional banks, and effectively allows them to compare themselves versus their peers on a range of a whole kind of plethora of metrics, looking at areas where they're overspending, areas where they're doing particularly well and they're efficient, and provides various different cost optimization tools, et cetera, as well. So front and center of that is obviously a taxonomy, which allows us to normalize that data and make a meaningful benchmark. So we take data from the participant banks and other financial services organizations on a quarterly basis, typically direct from their inventory tool, such as the product Claro offers. And then we map that to our taxonomy line by line. We then aggregate that data, anonymize it, and then play that back to the participating firms. We do that on a quarterly basis. And this allows them to obviously see how they're comparing to their peers in all these different metrics, and guides them in terms of, you know, where to try to tackle cost, optimize cost, and also to have very strategic decisions. And obviously, front and center of that process is the taxonomy that allows us to take data from different types of organizations and normalize it. And that's kind of really what led to what we're about to talk about here today. That's us in a nutshell.
Awesome. Jens, anything else to add, or did Eddie cover it absolutely perfect from the commercial side?
Eddie covered it perfectly. I think the one thing to note is we cover a very broad range of financial institutions. So vast majority of the biggest banks in the world will benchmark with us on an ongoing basis. but we also work with asset managers, pension funds, regional banks, etc. So very broad group of clients. And to Eddie's point, one of the key things we do as an organization is essentially normalize the data spend across that broad range of clients. So we've got a big database built up now of products. I think we track spend with almost 3,000 vendors now, over 7,000 products. So it's quite a big, extensive database of market data products that we look after.
Very good. So, you know, Alistair, when we begin to talk about this, can we, you know, talk about service taxonomy at the beginning and how it really, you know, in the context of a market data management solution and, you know, kind of some of the things that Calero does?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very exciting actually to start, you know, embracing this potential partnership because it's, we were brought together by a mutual customer, which was great. You know, it's a great starting position. You know, a large UK bank were looking for a solution to be able to deliver them some standardized, normalized data on a regular basis so that they could do things like, you know, look at vendor descriptions, service descriptions, make it more obvious to their users in their organization what products and services they already have had inventory-wise, and also what is available alternatively as a, you know, perhaps a more wider catalog, you know, out there. And so this particular customer has been using the MDM system for a while, and also we're a, you know, a customer, long-term customer of Expand. And, you know, we're looking to bring together those two, these two organizations to bring the data sets in sync to deliver them this solution. So the introduction was fantastic. We've been working for a number of months with Expand to sort of deliver this this solution integrated the MDM system. And this service taxonomy integration has sort of been born out of that, which is, you know, fantastic data that Eddie's already kind of, you know, noted about, derived from the benchmarking data that's been delivered from all of these organizations over a number of years. And then Expand being in a unique position where they can actually standardize and normalize that data and then provide it back to these users where everybody is calling you know, a particular vendor or a particular set of products different things. And of course, when they're trying to provide that reporting back to the business, service categories, service types, you know, it's key data that they want to report back. They're having to spend a lot of time scrubbing that data, correcting, changing it back to this kind of normalized set. So that's why this sort of partnership and integration is so exciting, because there's an opportunity to really cut down the amount of time and effort that these customers are spending on improving the accuracy of their data, you know, around this sort of MDM environment, and being able to do that as a seamless kind of integrated automated process, you know, each month. So yeah, it could be pretty revolutionary in the industry, because we're not really seeing, although we see others out there that can provide kind of different standardized data sets, the mapping doesn't exist. So the mapping existing to all of our customer base, you know, or the large portion of our customer base already is very exciting.
So Eddie or Jens, you know, as you begin to think about, you know, the work you guys have to do and, you know, kind of the value to the end customer in terms of an integrated solution with MDM, as opposed to you doing your normal thing, taking out the data from whatever systems they have, going off and doing work, what's the different value that can be delivered based upon the benchmarking with integrating the solutions together?
I think the key value here is the automation. So a lot of our clients have asked us for our taxonomy in the past, and they use our taxonomy in their internal reporting. The big benefit of hooking it up with the Calero system is that all of this happens on an automated basis. So their inventories are constantly kept up to date with our taxonomy. What we've seen in the past is a lot of our clients would look to produce reporting. They're essentially swimming in lots of different line items that they're trying to organize and categorize and bring together in a meaningful way for their reports. And to Talister's point, a lot of that was manual work, which we would help out with kind of separately. But what this means with this integration is that all of this is ready available in their system. So they can pull down a report and it's already pre-mapped, pre-populated with all our information from the start. So it's a big time saver to have this linked up in this way.
And Eddie, to kind of expand on that a little bit, when you think about, instead of doing it quarterly, it's real time basis. How does that change the overall ability for a customer to manage it? What is the value they're getting out of that in real time instead of, you know, as you mentioned, quarterly or some frequency in which they're looking at it?
Sure. I mean, so at the moment, it's now happening on a quarterly basis when we're looking to increase the frequency, ever increase the frequency. But I'm not sure if it happened, you know, anywhere near that sort of, you know, level of frequency in the past. Effectively, what you used to have is a situation whereby organizations would have extremely messy inventory tools, and the data quality didn't exist, and they're constantly kind of, you know, sweeping leaves as such, trying to maintain this this system. And, you know, in any day, somebody could put in the word Bloomberg in five different ways, etc., you know, just a crude example. And that really limits what you can do with that tool, right? Because it tends to be that you just have arguments internally around about the quality of the data, not what the data is telling you. And so, you know, as part of our benchmarking offering, what we have to do is take raw data from participating benchmark firms, map that to our taxonomy. And so, you know, that's part of our business. And we've obviously have teams of people who are very, very good at that. And we also have tools to support that effort. So that's, you know, normalizing data is what we do. That's our bread and butter. So really, we're opening up those benefits of actually being able to see that to the industry now. And what that's allowing firms to do is, you know, A, they've got to maintain the database, which they can trust. You know, they can then suddenly start to have some meaningful conversations with the business around, you know, what if we were to scale up in a particular business line? What if we exited a particular business line? You know, you can have meaningful conversations and forecasts, and talk about what the data is showing, and actually make some, you know, key decisions around that, and not have you know, just high level reporting and conversations around the lack of data quality, etc. So it's effectively, you know, bringing firms in line with what will soon probably be an industry standard. It's heading that direction anyway. It's also allowing firms to be, you know, more accurate, more efficient, more automated, and also more strategic. You know, you can have some actually some much better informed decision making processes with the business based on real information. So yeah, it's a lot of benefits. And then moving forward, obviously, this is the same language that we use for our benchmarking. So, you know, if a firm wanted to ever benchmark via Expand in the future, they could do that relatively easy because we've already mapped their data, and we'd play them back a benchmark in a language that they understand. And then I'm sure we'll come to this in more detail. Expander also moving into the data catalog space, whereby we are going to use the taxonomy, the same taxonomy, to effectively map all data sets from all vendors in the entire industry. And again, if firms wanted to ingest that catalog, that would again be the same language that they use internally. And that's where things get really cool, because they're able to see what they have internally, what they currently consume, and they could also see what they could also be consuming, the rest of the world products, et cetera, et cetera. And that would all be in language that they, and in one place that they understand. So there's no numerous tools, translation, heavy reliance on subject matter experts, that type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Alistair, how do you see this benefiting, you know, our large market data customer base?
So there's several benefits that, you know, we've kind of touched on already, which is the obviously that sort of normalization of data, standardization, reducing that, cleansing, scrubbing of that data, and you know, that some of these market data teams are having to do within their organizations every month. But there's a huge wealth of other benefits that are coming out of this, such as, you know, unique product coding, asset class classifications, standardizing to different sort of sets. And so, for example, teams are then able to have a line on which of these products do we have, and which of these may be overlapping with others based upon that sort of standard classification or service types, etc. So there's an ability to look at possible duplication removal, cost-saving initiatives off the back of that. And then eventually, as Eddie said, going into more of this data catalog space, there's, you know, a fantastic opportunity to look at what else is out there, what's the alternatives, how can we explore other options, how can we be smarter in terms of what we're procuring. And yeah, it's ultimately saving them a lot of time, giving them extra visibility, improving their reporting, increasing cost savings. So huge wealth of opportunity here, I think, for this great solution.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that jumps out to me, and Eddie, I think you hit on this well, is, you know, nobody really wants a report. Someone wants insights. They're getting a report to be able to do something with it. And if you're spending the time arguing over, well, this report is 50% right, then I really can't have insights. And, you know, the thing that strikes me, I'd be curious to get Jens' perspective on this, is that we're providing them information that at the base level is correct. Now they can make decisions upon that. The value to the business increases greatly because you have confidence in the data. Now, Jens, you know, as you see this, what can people do with that that's differentiated than what they could do before? I think Eddie covered some of it. Is there any other things that you see in this?
Yeah, so I think one of the key things we see as well is, so our taxonomy, specifically around the product name, is in a hierarchy. So one of the key things, when you look at someone like Bloomberg or Refinitiv or S&P, they've got a massively broad suite of products covering all kinds of different areas. What we often see firms do when they, for example, want to look at a report on how much are we spending with FactSet, typically they'll dig into FactSet and they're hit with 200 different line items, which is really hard to, again, to your point, it's reporting, but it's not insights, because you have to dig through 200 line items. And often you'll see market data teams do lots of manual work to categorize that. Because we've got a hierarchy in our taxonomy, it means they immediately out of MDM would see, okay, what do we spend on FactSet? Immediately split into five or six product families. So that immediately is much easier to digest and get immediate insights from the starting point. And then within that, you can say, okay, within each product family, what are the products? What are the sub-products, etc.? So it's kind of cleaning up. Instead of having that flat structure of 200 line items, it's much more digestible as a hierarchy. And then you spend much less time, to your point, trying to figure out what is the key takeaway from these insights. It's much more straightforward when it's higher level like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Eddie, as you think about this overall partnership together, you know, where do you see the value proposition of, you know, you guys have been around for a while. We've obviously been around for a while. Why now, in terms of the overall integration and working together as Calero and Expand?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of factors that have all kind of come together. Perhaps a perfect storm is, you know, for want of a better phrase, I guess. Particularly this was driven by a major tier one bank that Alistair obviously mentioned before. I mean, they really highlighted a particular use case, and it was particularly for them around reporting. You know, they had strong traction and a good culture in terms of the market data team speaking regularly with the business. But again, it was like, you know, how do we take that to the next level, and how do we use, you know, how do we take insights from you guys and actually use that to make some good business decisions? So they really highlighted a business case for us and connected us with a guinea pig, I guess, is the best way I can describe it. But it worked well. And, you know, and obviously, in similarly, we was also taking first steps into our moves into the market data cataloging space. And, you know, that's a new space for us. And so feeling our way into it. And obviously, our approach in that is in that regard is to be, you know, very open. And, you know, we're very positive and sort of, you know, we want industry collaboration. And so obviously Calero, we've got a number of clients who currently work with you, and you have a number of clients that we could be doing things with. So it all just kind of come together. And so far it's worked very well. I think what we've done in relatively short space of time has been successful. The team seems to be working very well together, and that particular client are very happy. So it just made complete sense to start opening this up. And again, you know, from our perspective, we see this snowballing, right? So that we're starting here with this taxonomy API. As I said before, what we're going to be doing in the data catalog space, again, that taxonomy will be front and center of that effort. The more organizations and the more that financial services industry adopts that taxonomy, the better it is for all concerned, you know, because quite frankly now, for years, for decades. There's always, it's been crying out for something like this. And so the more we can get organizations to adopt that, I think the better for everybody.
Following on from that as well, I mean, on that point was a great partnership of where we kind of fit together quite neatly, because we're obviously very good at providing the software, providing the container, but that container is only as good as the data you're putting in, right? So as soon as you start talking about catalogs, you've then got more opportunity for, you know, ordering, alignment, etc.
Yeah, the having one customer is great. Why? And that's obviously always leads to a, you know, a great start to a partnership. But why should the rest of the market adopt something like this?
So yeah, I mean, it's I think a lot of these customers, in terms of their dialogue with us, in terms of their conversations with us, they always want to know what everyone else on the street is doing. What else? What else are you doing with like-minded customers like us, like-sized customers like us? What's the latest trends that you're seeing in the industry? And it's not just a we want to copy. It's like, you know, we want to be the best we can be. We want to be as streamlined as possible, as automated, and have that great data set that we're managing efficiently. So this is resonating with a lot of customers already, and a lot of prospective customers as well. I would say, you know, at our London user group last week, we kind of made a bit of an announcement about this, and it was where, you know, Eddie and Jens came along as part of that sort of, you know, partnership discussion and announcement. We did a presentation on all that content, and it went down very well. A lot of people very interested. There's a lot of reaction off the back of that, a lot of interest, a lot of, you know, future calls that we've got set up with prospective customers. And so I think that is just starting to whet the appetite of what is possible here and what we might do next. You know, I know we're going to talk about data catalogs next potentially, but it's exciting to see where the collaboration can go, especially with that data that I mentioned about fitting in alongside our software, and sort of opening up the opportunities of what those software modules could do, you know, extra that they're not doing already.
Yeah, absolutely. What do we see as the barrier to adoption? I mean, you think about this, this becomes really an adoption conversation. What's the barrier for a customer to, you know, really engage? Is it time and effort on their side? What's the barrier? Why wouldn't someone go out and do this tomorrow?
I think they've got to have this data. They've got to have their data at least in a container, in an inventory management system like an MDM to start with. They've got to be able to realize what data they have in order to be able to extract and map. But also where we're talking with prospective customers, they have sight of and they have news of, you know, what Expand can provide with this taxonomy. They're already asking if they can start using the service taxonomy data as a starting position for populating a brand new MDM data set. So, you know, there's power in being able to use that as the start, but also cleanse and refresh and update what you already have. So I'd say a barrier in terms of the, you know, the inventory system that you need to start out with. Other barriers, if you have, you know, if you don't have an MDM system, if you have something else out there, then it's the integration part of it, right? It's the being able to get hold of those, you know, Expand APIs, the stream the data from that, and then be able to map that to, you know, the data that you have in the inventory. Expand are already kind of doing that with the MDM customers and the MDM data. So, you know, there is that ability to already sort of streamline and bring it in easy.
Yeah, I think that's a very good good summary. Maybe the only thing I might add to that is one potential barrier could be culture. I mean, while people have thought about these type of benefits for, you know, and requirements for a number of years, I think some people are just kind of potentially used to, you know, the industry just being this way and just battling through, and it just kind of is what it is. So there's probably a cultural barrier, but I think in terms of, look, we're making it as easy for organizations to be able to adopt this as quickly as possible.
So let's talk a little bit about what's next in the partnership. Obviously, service taxonomy is the beginning. Eddie, you've alluded to, you know, catalogs, you've alluded to benchmarking, which you guys obviously already do. You know, let's talk about a little bit more what's next in terms of, you know, the Expand and solution, and then the Calero partnership on top of that. So Jens, Eddie, I don't know who wants to kick it off, but take it away.
So it's been relatively well publicized at Expand, and as I mentioned on this call, have moved into the data catalog space. So effectively, six tier one banks who are all benchmark members, a number of which are clients of your of yourselves, have over, you know, they've been working with us for many, many years, and our benchmarking is pretty integral to their internal processes, and, you know, the insights that they've garnered from that are very important for them. So good long clients, and over a period of time they've looked at our taxonomy and said, right, actually we share your view of the world, and that makes a lot of sense to us, and they've looked to internalize that, and they either are internalizing that taxonomy, or they would like to internalize, or are going through the process. So they share our view of the world. So obviously when they look at their world and we provide them with benchmark results, it all makes complete sense. It's in a language that they understand. And then as we started to roll that out, we started to provide these insights via an API so they can, you know, as close to real time as we can get, see how they're performing in their benchmark. People said, this is really cool because you're showing me what I currently consume, my entire market data, inventory, you know, and all the line items within it. And it's our, you know, entire market data estate in there with loads of insights about, you know, where we're paying too much, for example, or where we're doing well. What would be great is if you could show us everything else that exists in the marketplace that we currently don't, right? And then, so this is really, and that, you know, so we went away and validated that, and we thought, right, that there's clearly something here. And I think for our clients, for our mutual clients, the Nirvana state is really a one-stop shop whereby they can go in there, they can see their entire market data, you know, estate. They can see insights such as benchmarking and how they're performing versus their peers, and they can potentially see data catalog. They can see, you know, here's what you consume, these are permissions that you have. If you want to get access to that data set, you know, you need to go and speak to so and so. Alternatively, here's another five products which are cheaper, better, whatever it may be. That is like, you know, has been, as I say, Nirvana state. This has kind of been like a North Star for the industry. I see this as the first steps in moving towards that kind of North Star.
Jens, anything to add there?
Yeah, no, I think Eddie covered it. I think data catalog and benchmarking are the two big things. We've covered data catalog a fair bit. It's really about adding more of that metadata to the various products you have. So adding more detailed descriptions, and also crucially adding what you're not using, so you have view of that. We're also quite excited about the potential benchmark integration here as well. So we obviously have that benchmark product. MDM has you know, a dashboard view showing how much you're spending across various different vendors or products or areas. It's quite an obvious link up here to have, you know, next to a view of what are you currently spending, having a number of what is the benchmark, so what do we think you should be spending, and having that view natively within MDM showing where are you spending more than your peers, for example.
So Alistair, you know, one of the things to go into is, you know, as Eddie and Jens have talked about service taxonomy and data catalog management and benchmarking and all that, you know, what are the benefits of getting that into the MDM system and using that as the baseline?
Yeah, it's powerful. So there's, you know, some great benefits that customers can leverage from that extra data coming in. I mean, they've obviously already got their current inventory, their current contract data in the system, you know, user allocation. But what about if there was additional data that was available that said, as part of this contract negotiation with vendor X, there are also these alternative vendors Y and Z that you could consider that are bringing the same product set, potentially at a cheaper price. So you've got benefit of data catalog data being fed in there, potentially also benchmark data being fed alongside that. We know that where our customers are using our contract workflow module in the MDM environment, they're already asking the questions to their analysts, their procurement, their sourcing teams to go and actively reach out and find out about alternative vendors and alternative pricing. What about if they can already find that directly through the system? And it just said, I've checked this for you. These are the alternatives that I can, you know, amazing, huge time saver, but also very powerful in being able to do that. And then in adjacent to that, you've got the idea of ordering. So when you've got joiners and leavers and you're ordering new products, when you've got users who are joiners and they're requesting new products and services in the system, and obviously they're doing that through the MDM RPM system, they're expected to know what they want. They're expected to know where to go and find that, what to go and order. But what about if you could tell them already, after a series of questions, the suitable products that you think that they should be going after, right? So instead of them knowing how to spell the various different vendors or products or services or the RICs or the ticker codes that they could find in those products, what about if the system was intelligent enough with the data being fed in by Expand to already suggest and recommend those products and services for them? This is the kind of future state that we're really interested in looking at. And although data catalogs have been talked about for a long time, being able to deliver this kind of powerful data has been missing. And so, you know, I really think this is a great opportunity for the partnership to sort of continue on and offer customers what they haven't had up to now.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jens, one of the key pieces of this is how are the systems, integrated and going to continually be integrated? Because obviously data quality is only as good as your integration. So can you talk a little bit about, integrations and how we're viewing this together as Kalero and Expand?
Yeah, I think just on a basic level, one of the key aspects of the integration is obviously that it is it's based on APIs going in both directions. So from Kalero to Expand and Expand to Kalero. And what that means in practice for the end user is that essentially as soon as they enter a new line item into their inventory system, that essentially gets pinged to Expand. We then get told that there's a new line item. We'll map it to our taxonomy on our side, link it to our catalog on our side, and then we'll ping it back to the end user through APIs going the other way. So what that means is it's essentially a pretty real-time mapping exercise from our side, which really cuts down the amount of time where there's anything unmapped on the client side. So it means you're getting that constant real-time ongoing cleansing of your inventory in a real-time basis.
Yeah, it's a tremendous value in terms of the real-time nature of it, as opposed to waiting months or quarters to be able to access that sort of data. Well, Jens, Eddie, thank you guys so much for joining Alistair and I on today's Dare to Innovate. Tremendous conversation and obviously a lot of value in this, and looking forward to our continued partnership and delivering some excellent results to our joint clients. So, and thank you to the audience for listening. Looking forward to seeing you guys on the next Dare to Innovate. Thank you.
Stay on top of the conversation. Like and subscribe to our channel to get notified when our newest episodes release. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Dare to Innovate.